Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish you are you blameless. I have baptism with which to be baptized, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No. I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord.
You may be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The day before the ELCA's churchwide assembly, word got out that members of the Westboro Baptist Church from Kansas would be making an appearance at this year's assembly. Were many of us surprised? Not really. Were there people in attendance who hadn't heard of Westboro Baptist and therefore confused as to why they were picketing? Yeah. If you haven't heard of Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas, I welcome you to look up information and make decisions from what you find. Today you're going to hear my opinion. For me, Westboro Baptist shows the worst of what Christian churches and Christians' belief can become, especially in this divided country. They fight hard for their First Amendment right to picket at our church gathering with signs that say, and I'm going to change the slang they use, but signs that say, God hates gay people. They fight hard for their First Amendment rights to picket funerals for our service members with signs that say, God loves dead soldiers. This, my friends, while considered a hate group by many, would still be called by others as a Christian church. And they share their words of Jesus to all they encounter, at least how they interpret Jesus' words. How is the Christian church, in the larger sense, seen? How are they seen when we see Christians with that kind of message? So you may wonder how the voting members of the ELCA responded to those protests in Phoenix. Well, the people there created their own quiet counter-protest with simply a bucket to place your money, because some beautiful, loving Christian decided that for every minute Westboro stood there at that convention center with their signs and spewing the hatred that they have, people were asked if they were willing to donate, and they would donate $1 for every minute Westboro Baptist was there to Reconciling Works, which is an organization whose intent is to love and support people within the LGBTQ community and the churches who minister to them. Well, in the end, $8,000 was given to Reconciling Works in honor of, or on behalf of, the Westboro Baptist Church. Okay, that was a little mean, but we did something. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is not saying that the division he brings is like the division within the Westboro Baptist Church. Jesus' division is not about alienating the marginalized and the feared, like the immigrants and the poor. The division Jesus speaks of comes from the reaction of Jesus' world-flipping order. Jesus' call to love our neighbors, meaning all our neighbors. Jesus' division comes into responses from throughout the Bible, even in our psalm today, when it says, "Save the weak and the orphan, defend the humble and the needy, rescue the weak and the poor, deliver them from the power of the wicked." Or the words of Mary's song, when she sings, "The Lord has scattered the proud in their imagination of their hearts. The Lord has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. The Lord has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." Think about how that idea would play in some parts of the United States today, especially with the powerful and the wealthy. Jesus' division comes when people turn from God and neighbors and pick hatred over love. And Jesus knows it. Jesus sees it, especially in the church of all places, which should be the last place where that is happening or being preached. Words of why we should be divided and promote hating, because, well, God loves us more, which is why we're fine. Jesus proclaims the message of love that those in power refuse to hear. Jesus proclaims the message that all people are beloved in God's eyes, and many Christians will turn the other way and doubt God. Look at that broken world today, and look where the dividing line tends to fall. Religion, race, language, who is inside, and who needs to remain out. Truth is, that's always been the dividing line. Jesus tells stories about the love a Samaritan has for a stranger, and the people hated it because they hate Samaritans. They're bad people. They would never agree with that story, that the Samaritan would be the good guy. Jesus tells stories about putting love and welcome and care for the marginalized first. And the religious leaders are not about to have it. Jesus tells the political leaders that they have no power over God, and, well, they try to get rid of the division by killing Jesus. Jesus tells the truth about who God is, and it divides communities and even families. You don't believe me? Is anybody here who gathers with family for Thanksgiving or Christmas or 4th of July? And has that one family member that has to bring up politics that divides the whole meal and kind of wrecks it? Or are you a part of a family where there's the rule, we're not bringing politics to the table for the exact same reason? Jesus says that because of God, who God is and who God loves, the world's going to be divided, because sometimes hatred is just easier than love. It's not, but the world tells us it's true. To follow what Jesus is calling us to do will divide families and communities because of how radical Jesus' message was 2,000 years ago. And it's the same message today. 2,000 years, and we still divide over the same things because we just can't hear the truth of what Jesus is trying to tell us. Hate is easier than love. We can't hear it because the truth is, inside, pretty much all of us, we have our own little division. Who do we love? Who do we welcome? Who do we see as beloved in God's eyes? Jesus is calling us to something that, if we follow, will change the world. So what do we do? Who do we decide to follow? And what will it take for the division to end? Amen.